This is Misha Riddell with Lisa Gralnick, interviewing the artist at her home in Madison, Wisconsin on, what's the date?
I think it's the 28th.
The 28th, or the 29th, yeah, I think it's always 29th, 29th of October, Monday the 29th of October, 2007, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc number one. So we've agreed to start at the beginning.
Okay.
So you were born in 1956 in New York.
1956 in New York City. Both my parents were born in New York City. And then...
What were their names, Lisa?
Howard and Sylvia Gralnick.
Okay.
My mother was a nurse. My father was a dentist. And then we moved to Long Island. And...
which city?
We lived in several places. First place we lived was Massapequa, and on the South Shore. And my father pretty much had his practice always in Massapequa.
He was a dentist.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And then we moved to the North Shore, to Huntington. We moved back to the South Shore. Kind of interesting. My father got sick at a very young age. He had a brain tumor when he was only in his 40s, and so my father had to retire from practicing dentistry in his early 40s, and so up until that point, we were living kind of high on the hog. My parents had bought kind of a fancy house, you know, a new fancy house, and sort of a new Long Island development, and we had left New York City and moved into this kind of fancy neighborhood. And then very shortly after that, my father got diagnosed with having a brain tumor, and they immediately had to downsize their life. And we lived in a very small rented house for a few years. He had surgery several times. He had surgery at the time. And then the tumor grew back. He had surgery at the time, and he was, after the first surgery, he was still able to walk and, talk normally and that sort of thing. But he had lost too much motor skill, and he couldn't practice dentistry anymore.
How old were you,
Lisa? I think I was 17.
And you were the youngest of three?
Yeah, I was the baby. And then the tumor grew back over 9 years period, and then when it grew back, it was actually larger, and it was in a more difficult spot. It was lodged onto the brainstem, and so at that point then, he already was retired from being a dentist, but at that point then he couldn't walk anymore, and he had serious paralysis, and he was in a wheelchair the rest of his life. Both my parents are still alive, but my father's been handicapped, seriously handicapped, for 30 years. So he got kind of a tough break in life, really.
Yeah. And how did your mom handle that?
Amazing. My mom's an extraordinary person. She married for great love, and it has served her well, because all these years she's taken care of this severely handicapped man and never complained about it, never treated him in any way like he was less than he ever was. Luckily, he was always a very smart man and very well read, and with all that has happened to him, he still has all his marbles. His brain is perfectly intact. He can still do the New York Times crossword puzzle if somebody writes the answers in for him, and he reads.
Can he speak?
An enormous amount. His speech is definitely difficult to understand, but it's still there, and he still has a certain amount of function left, but
didn't we say last night that he played an instrument?
When we were young, he played in a little jazz combo.
Right.
Yep.
And your mom played piano?
My mom played the piano, and I played the violin, and then my sister played the flute.